Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to give you a recipe for whole multigrain pancakes, which is brought to you by our good friend, Ronnie Noon. Her new book, Green Light Bites, Favorites from the First 3 Years. Great new book, great recipes. Here is one of her family favorites, the whole multigrain pancakes. What you're going to do is you need about a half a cup of quick or rolled oats. Quick or rolled?
Rolled.
Rolled oats. You like those better?
I have a lot of experience in that area.
Okay. 1 cup of skim milk. You're going to need one teaspoon of lemon juice. 3/4 cups of whole wheat flour, not the other type. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Ooh.
Both.
Remember, they're
soda
not the same.
Powder.
They're not the same. They're very different. 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 tablespoon of unsweetened applesauce. That's kind of optional. I would use it. I always use the applesauce. Applesauce makes everything taste good. And 1 tablespoon of honey and some non-stick cooking spray. Now, what you're going to do in a medium bowl, you're going to take the oats, the milk, the lemon juice. Let the mixture sit while preparing the dry ingredients for about 2 minutes. Then in another bowl, you're going to combine the rest of the dry ingredients, and you're going to set that aside. You're going to beat or whisk the egg, the vanilla, the applesauce, the honey into the milk and the oatmeal mixture. It will be very, very runny.
Really?
Yes. It won't be thick. It'll be runny. Then you're going to add the dry ingredients to the wet and mix with a spoon until just everything is combined. And then you're going to have this whole concoction. You're going to pour between 1/8 and 1/4 of a cup of the batter on a nonstick skillet and a griddle over medium heat, and you're going to spray that with the cooking spray. You're going to cook for about 1 to 2 minutes per side. You're going to see the small bubbles will form, but not as many as traditional pancakes. And you're looking for that light brown color. Remember, you're using whole wheat flour, so it's going to be a little bit darker. And then you're going to flip it. And if you don't have any milk, you're going to replace the 1/4 cup of nonfat. You can replace with 1/4 cup of nonfat yogurt, or and also a little bit of water as well. If you want to make this into a waffle, just take the same batter and put it into a waffle iron. And this also does really well if you add some blueberries, Lee. You can add them to the batter, and it makes a nice, beautiful blueberry pancake. But if you're going to go with blueberries, don't add a couple. Add a lot.
A lot.
There's nothing like a good blueberry pancake where there's a ton of blueberries. And if you want to learn more about the book, go to greenlightbites.com. Again, this is by our good friend, Ronnie Noon.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is a source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.